The 23rd?
We're headed to England September 9th?
Yeah.
We need to start rounding up all of our paperwork and putting it in a file.
I'll let you.
Seriously.
I'll let you. So I'm...
4, 5... Wait a minute. 4, 5. Yeah, 6.
So just give it 5 weeks and you're graduating. And then what's the rules as far as you having to move? Is that something that's set in the something set?
Yes.
So you graduate the 23rd, you have to be moved.
My last day.
You have to be moved.
Which you guys will be there for.
Yeah. Would you have to be moved? Oh, the 23rd. I thought that'd be the first day of school or some shit like that.
It's a Friday.
Oh, then no, I don't think so. It's a Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So September 23rd, you have to be moved? By September 23rd.
There are very few leniencies with that. It would have to be like some kind of extreme circumstance. But yeah, typically it's you have to be with or signed on to a dealership 30 days after you graduate, minimum.
But that doesn't mean moved and settled.
Have to be moved and settled. You have to be...
Okay.
You have to have your start date ready for your job. You have to know where you're going.
So, before you graduate.
So say I get this, and they're like, hey, look, there's some shit going on, and I don't know how this is very crazy, random, certain that it might happen. They're like, well, we need you to start on October 7th. For whatever reason, I die and they have to resuscitate me and I'm in ICU. There would be, because I have a date set and I know where I'm going and I focus out if I show up for work, then the 30 days thing is ruled out. If I haven't gone to any interviews, I don't have any set plan 30 days after I graduate, then the bill comes.
Oh, I see. I was thinking you had to be moved and settled into your new place, new job.
No,
by 23rd.
They recommend that.
Hell, the company could.
23rd of what? August?
September.
Okay, a month after you graduate.
You're coming in.
To the conversation late.
Yeah. So, like you said, they could tell you, well, we want you to start a week before Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, it's unrealistic, but.
Yeah, but. They're the ones that have to give you the start date. And as long as they give you the start date, then the 30 days is null and void.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to stay in contact with Sherry, let her know these things.
Right.
Obviously, she'll have that handled because I have to be in constant contact with her. I mean, if that would be that circumstance, then yes, they would push that off. Again, I'd have to be there. If it is after 30 days, I have to be there the first day. When I start that, I have to be there, absolutely. Because they'll call. And basically, I have to just know where my start date is and where I'm going. Because there's usually somebody who doesn't have a job set up before they graduate. There were like three last course, three seniors. Well, one dude was married. Was looking for something in Illinois. There is nothing in Illinois. Hasn't been anything in Illinois.
Effingham.
Well, yeah, but the dude's from Oswego.
Where's Oswego?
Outside of Chicago.
It's like Aurora?
Yeah.
And where's that?
Yeah, almost like down to the tip.
It's down by Benton, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah,
there. No, that's unreal.
Well, I mean, it could happen. You just have to cut out sleeping.
Yeah, basically.
don't think so.
So
you can put serious miles on a car.
So then I don't have to worry.
That would be if... Oh, you mean... Oh, yeah, you don't...
Yeah,
have,
because even when we go to England...
Yeah, by...
we'll still be okay.
Because I'm not going pre-agent? Yeah, I'll... By the time I graduate next month, I... And if I don't... Like, obviously, Minneapolis was the first place for us to fly back out of the six that I chose.
You chose six? I thought you could only pick three.
Three states.
Oh. Oh.
To keep it in a... You pick three states, you have your reasons to why you want to go there. Most people say family or...
In this case, you'd be saying family.
Or I don't like Illinois.